this is a good effort for your team tonight. First game in a week, and, you know, I think both teams are a little sluggish right off the bat to begin. And but your team down 9-4, all of a sudden Lawson Bailey took that game over in the first quarter, and you guys really never looked back tonight.
Yeah, he did a great job, you know, getting us going. I thought all of our guards did. You know, we probably turned the ball over a few too many times, maybe a little over dribbling. But our guards, with the kind of the new stuff we were trying to put in, is to get them more aggressive, and I think we saw that tonight. You know, they were being aggressive going to the basket. We got to be able to still figure out that we can still play through our post when we're doing it. When you get that, you know, that help defender to step up, we want to play over the top of them and get it to our post. But our guards did a really good job, especially in that first half of attacking gaps and you know, making open shots. And so, you know, they played hard. We got off to the slow start, obviously. You know, I thought we played pretty good. And like we, you know, talked about, you know, in the pregame, we've had three really good practices, and they took a step in the right direction, several steps in the right direction tonight. And, you know, so it was good to see them, you know, put the things they've been working on at practice, you know, on display tonight, because I thought they played pretty good.
Yes, they did. And, you know, it really, the rebounds were big. You owned the glass. It was a lot closer first meeting between these two, but you guys did a good job rebounding tonight against a pretty good rebounding team from Cimarron.
Yeah, we did. You know, there was a couple possessions that got away from us that they got, you know, two and three shots off. I think one ended in a three and one ended in an and one. But for the most part, yeah, our guys attacked the glass, and whether that be our guards or, you know, the post guys. But they did a pretty good job. I think Drew said we had around 28 or so on the defensive side of it, and you know, probably threw in a few more on the offensive side. But, you know, really just proud of these guys. You know, Jace got in, you know, played some extended minutes. So it was good to get him going a little bit. You know, he's a big, strong kid, and when he can get downhill, he's pretty good. He stepped up and, you know, knocked down some big free throws. But, yeah, you know, I thought we came out and did what we needed to, especially in the early parts of the third quarter, you know, really pulling away and extending the lead. But, you know, down when a team's down, you know, 14, 15 points, you know, in the fourth quarter, we got to do a better job of understanding what's going to beat you at that point in time. And Braxton got, you know, free a couple of times, and we weren't really up in them, you know. And so you got to really make them beat you from the two-pointer.
Yeah.
If you get beat off the bounce, you know, you got some big guys behind you to help you. But, you know, so some things that we can work on. But, you know, overall, really pleased with their effort. You know, the ball didn't stick as much. Yeah. We were more active, and that's what we need. We need everybody to continue to stay involved. You know, I think what you say, we had eight guys score tonight. So when you can throw guys out there and all of them can contribute, you know, even better.
And, you know, it was pretty amazing with all that too, not only your ball movement, but just maintaining the lead in that fourth quarter. Last week you had a 13-point lead early fourth.
You had to do it.
I'm sorry, but just kind of reminiscing. But it felt like that your team learned from that and just kind of went back and forth, took the battles toe-to-toe.
Yeah, some of it, like I said, over-dribbling, putting yourself in spots that are going to be contested like when you don't need to. Just hit the next open guy and let the ball keep moving. Because when it does, especially if you're going to press a 1-3-1 or whatever press it is, ball movement's, you know, really hard to trap. And it was the times where we hung on to it, or we dribbled across half court, I think, a couple times in the first half and stopped, you know, right in that corner. So just being a little bit more aware. But overall, yeah, the ball movement was good. We were looking up the floor better, which was something that we haven't done a ton of. So I think when we let our guards be more aggressive, we're able to throw over the top of it a little bit better. And you know, we can put some more pressure on the defense that way.
It's a big win. You've now won three straight here with a couple wins in the tournament. Now 7-6, 1-0 in league. Good to get started off with a 1-0 start in league play. And now you get two on the road next week and start off with a pretty good Hayes team.
Yeah, really good Hayes team. They didn't, you know, they're athletic as heck, and they know how to play. So it's going to be a very tough atmosphere, but one that I hope our guys really look forward to, because you don't get to play in, you know, those games a lot. So, you know, we want to go down there and play as hard as we can. We want to, you know, take the battle to them, take the fight to them, and play our butts off. And you know, whatever happens, happens. But we want to go out there and at least, you know, continue to get better as we have, you know, over the, you know, past few games. So, it's real, real tough. But one that I hope our guys are excited for, because, like I said, you don't get to play, you know, 5A ranked teams very often. and they're really good. So we got to be ready to roll, and we're looking forward to it.
Big month for you guys. You go 5-2 this month. That's pretty good there.
Bring on more January.
Yes, so. I know, right? We just need to repeat January, right?
Absolutely.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Congratulations on a good victory, 1-0 in league play, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.